Well, it's about longevity. It's about making sure that your financing plans, your support plans are consistent with the time frames and the requirements of the country that you're supporting. And that's certainly the theme and the sub-themes, resources, institutions, and capacity building are very pertinent in trying to sustain these countries.
On the 5th of March, UNIPSEL, the United Nations Integrated Peacebuilding Office in Sierra Leone, completed its mandate. That must have been a great success for you.
Yes, indeed it was. We require ourselves as having been very positive partners with the United Nations, and it is a success story of an enduring partnership.
Are there any lessons that can be learned from the time that UNIPSEL spent, and also what its key values were? Were there any lessons learned there?
Well, yes. The first lesson is that UN can support countries in conflict, out of conflict, and in a development mode. But of course, it also requires other donors to come and support the UN as the countries move forward. So the UN alone cannot do it. And certainly, as countries, we are making an effort to generate our own internal resources. But there are a number of difficulties in trying to have enough resources to be able to support your development programs. So therefore, it requires a strong partnership between both external resources and internal. And resource mobilization.
Would you call that the main difficulty for the future?
Well, it is a major difficulty. If you don't have resources, you cannot develop.
Could you give me a little bit of an idea of the situation in Sierra Leone at the moment as it stands?
Well, we are moving on. We may be, as of today, because of just one commodity, one of the fastest growing countries in the world, but reliance on one commodity is not appropriate. So we need really to diversify the economy. We have increased our internal revenue generation from below 10% of GDP. Now we're talking about 12.5%, 12.8% of GDP. But of course, beyond that, we need to make sure we have resources that will match the needs that are to be met.
Is that your main challenge for the future?
How to sustain what we are doing now. That's the major challenge. We are thinking of moving towards a middle-income country by 2030. That's a very big challenge. It goes beyond income measurement of over $1,500 per GDP per capita. It requires good education policies, institutions, health institutions, good roads, good infrastructures. It also requires good governance structures, a highly politically democratized institution, etc. So it's the challenges will continue. These, as I said, these are generational.
But you're optimistic about the future.
Yes, I am very optimistic. We have achieved one step, but then the problems still continue. No one government will build a country in one day.